That you guys think that y'all are under, right? Not what you think you have going for you. Not in a day like today would you ever think that you would be in a state of emergency. That you would walk in and you would be blindfolded and blasted. Never in a million years would you think that. But yet here we are in a state of emergency, trying to figure out how to get to where we need to get to, how to bring it to where we need to bring it to. And people would have you believe that you are absolutely crazy when you say what you say, when you come forth with what you come forth with. People would rather you say you see nothing, that you are blind to everything that goes on around you. That you as the black man or woman must be incredulous to everything that's going on around you. But then they say, Oh, black man, oh, black woman, stand next to me, stand with me, fight with me. Be my rock. Be my shield.
Hello?
You say fuck. You in the building, Shawty?
Hello?
You say fuck. You in the building? I think I dropped her. I think I lost her. Think I lost her, because we need everybody. We need everybody. I'm so at a loss of words right now. I don't know where to start. So I'm going to get myself together, because there's a conversation we're going to have. There's a conversation you need to hear. And I'm not telling people to be upset, because I need y'all to understand we are not at a moment of being upset. It's not about being upset. It's about understanding. Understanding, and I need people to understand, we do not want revenge. This is not about revenge. This is not about hurt. This is not about ignorance. This is about truth. We asking people to understand the truth of all sides. When you understand the truth of all sides, then you understand what the conversation we're about to have today is needed, is warranted. So please don't tell me how to express my rage or my anger. You say fuck, baby. You in the building with me, Shawty? All right, y'all. Well, I need y'all to get with me on this, because black community, we are in a state of emergency. And I need y'all to understand. I'm not telling you what you want to hear. I'm not telling you what you need to hear. I'm telling you just the truth. And the reason why I say that is because I need you to understand, when people do things with underhanded narratives in mind. See, when we want to still go out here and peacefully protest, when we want to see the government and its faculties have always done things to us, and people say, oh, y'all want to come up with conspiracy theories and this and that and the third. And I told people, I said, oh, sometimes you just got to sit back and shut up and wait. I don't need a conspiracy theory to get the point across. I don't have to tell a false narrative to get the point across. So I'm going to read to you a letter that was written. This is the official, I want you to understand what I'm about to read to you. The official press statement, June 1, 2020. The name on it, Joseph C. Gale, Commissioner, Board of Commissioners, Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, June 1st, 2020. That is the opening of this letter, okay? Because, you know, white people like to tell you who they are up front. We're not hiding. We're not going to hide. So let me show you Joseph and his constituents, okay? Because that's what they like to call themselves. This is my constituency. Let's go. Let's get with it. Since y'all like to use words, I like words too. And they matter. I tell my people all the time, words matter. Press statement. Riots and looting in Philadelphia. Now let me show you the underhandedness here, right? Because what they do, that's why I tell people, we must be perfect in everything that we do, right? We must be perfect. Because riot and looting happens after almost every major white championship, almost time every time a hockey team wins in the United States, they riot and loot. Every time a baseball team wins a championship, they riot and they loot. Every time somebody have a college championship, their college get destroyed because of riot and looting across the United States. And these are institutions that white people have built around what they've learned from black folks. And then they want to come back and use words like we're stupid still. They still think that the best place for them to hide their story is on paper. And I keep telling people, read what is said about you. See, don't worry about the good press. I keep telling people all the time, you don't worry about the good news that's written about you. It's the bad news that's written about you when you're active out there. Because, see, when Rodney King happened, a lot of us was still too young to be active and be activists. See, let me give people, the last major civil unrest was in 1992 in the United States, the last real civil unrest. See, when the federal government enacted laws because of the Rodney King situation. See, understand the laws that your president is opening up, these laws haven't been opened up since. Wow, I go and figure, a black man was beaten severely, captured on footage. And the black folks said, enough is enough, and we finally got tired. This is what y'all don't understand. From 1992 until now, nothing changed. The only difference is he lived. He was able to tell his story. Because footage lives. Footage lives. Videotape lives. Videography. See, we want to give Tupac and Biggie credit because of what they did on their videography and their discographies and their words. We give Academy Awards for people who get on screens and play parts that's believable. But then when reality happens and we see it with our own two eyes, we're so desensitized that we won't even look at what is truly in front of us. And all it is regardless of what that man was arrested for, when his body was on the ground and the handcuffs was on him, he was detained. If you've ever been laid prostrated with your hands behind your back, you will know that once he was in that position, he was detained. Once they secured his hands, they secured his body. Understand, that's why they have always put us in chains. If we get his hands and his feet, then we get his neck. If you don't understand penal code, go watch an old Western movie. Get his hands, get his feet, then his neck. There was three people on his body. Don't come at me with stuff that people want to make up and act like as if not. But what I will not do is shortchange what the people out here are doing and what the people out here are going through. Baby, the time is now. The generation of now is now. We've been screaming, we ain't our ancestors. It's time to not be our ancestors. We need all our brethren now. All our brethren. Right now, this is how I feel. I'm Ambitions of a Rider, man. We're coming back. I promise y'all.
Tonight, I'm a straight rider. You don't want to fuck with me. Stop the police, but the same, you Nigerian blood charge. Life is a rap star, and nothing without the bar. The boy rock and wreck it. I'm dressing in that perfect. My attitude is fucking. Motherfuckers love it to be so. Much like they control their ease. I'm like a starving case. Only way to make it would be. And my provider, the cat's about to die. And who's going to die? Then I put the game in the ear. Go clear the test, ho. You put what money in the bin to be the best, bro. I'm smoking bomb ass deep in the crucial. From player to player, the gang's back in the stew. From wrestling and bread to making motherfuckers pay. I've got the song on the bitches. Cause it's so hard to play. Some more meals to get missing. More meals to go with in competition. Got me ripped on that bullshit they stress. I'm around road town hoes like it's mandatory. No cut the worry, my nigga Rick out the game distorted. Now it's on in the zone, but kids I say it though. You trust the bitch in the business, so I got the dead, bro. Now it's money hungry, bitches getting suspicious. Started plotting the plan and those schemes become a trickster. The good niggas be on point and game tight. Beats like the broke heart, slapped at the same night. Got boxes in hand and these motherfuckers see me. These niggas are jealous, the beef they off, they gonna beat me. And now you got me by the side. Hoping you listen, I kept the pain and bitches in my business as a product. My business as a product. It was my only wish to buy. I broke the jealous cow with motherfuckers out of spy. What time to buy? I was the first time to spy. You mean the nine? I'm ready to die right here tonight. Motherfuckers, they like. That's what they cleaning and they kill me. But I'm off the kill. Go up and buy.
All right, I need y'all to understand, Pac was a poet. Pac was, man, look, Pac was so much to me. So I got to play things that mean something when we do a show like this. You say, fuck, did you make it to the building yet, Shawty? Let me know you with me. I need you to
baby,
be with me.
I've been here. I've been here.
Baby. Baby,
I've
listen.
I've been here.
Let me Listen, baby, we're gonna
I've
break
been
this
here.
Down.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm gonna read this letter to you, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about this letter, sweetie. Cause when I tell you, sweetie, I was not ready. I was not ready for what came to me in my inbox today. And I tell you, our show is national. People don't understand our show is national. So I got a letter in my inbox. And I had to take my time with it, because when I tell you the narrative of this letter, let me read to you what I'm about to read to you. Okay, listen. It says, Joseph C. Gale, Commissioner, Board of Commissioners, Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. That's the city of Philadelphia. Okay, June 1st, 2020, press statement. Riots and looting in Philadelphia. Now, let me read what they actually had the nerve to say in paper. What we saw this weekend in Philadelphia was not a protest. It was a riot. In fact, nearly every major city across the nation was ravaged by looting, violence, and arson. The perpetrators of the urban domestic terror are radical left-wing hate groups like Black Lives Matter.
Whoa,
baby,
whoa.
We are not done. I need you to listen to the rest. I need you to listen to the rest because they're not done. That's the opening statement. They wrote paragraphs. Let me get to this. This organization in particular screams racism not to expose bigotry and injustice, but to justify the lawless destruction. The objective is to unleash chaos and mayhem without consequence by falsely claiming they, in fact, are the victims. Listen, we are not done. For years, our policemen and women have been demonized and degraded by the radical left. as a result of the defamation of character assassination.
Oh, wow.
As well as complicit media constantly pushing the bogus narrative of systematic police brutality and white racism. Law enforcement is afraid to do their job and protect innocent people and their property. In addition to, listen, I need you to understand.
Wow.
I want you to look at the demographic of what Philadelphia is made up of. Philadelphia is majority black. And we're talking about the commissioner who wrote this represents a city that is majority black. You want me to finish? Let me finish. Let me give you the rest of what he said.
In addition to
many Democratic mayors. Here we go. Now he gonna get into the black system. Watch this. In addition to many Democratic mayors are sympathizers of these far left radical enemy combatants. You notice they nationalized the military, right? Okay, let's go.
Listen.
I want you to hear what he said now. As a result, their misguided empathy has enabled a level of unfettered criminality never witnessed before in American history. Listen, that statement alone is a lie. Never witnessed before. And we just talked about Black Wall Street.
Never ever.
Get on my level.
Never.
Man, come on, bro.
So what you saying by never? That absolutely means that this would be the first time.
How
when they teach you how to count in school, they always say 0, 1, 2.
Hold on.
So what you telling me that we start from 0 and we at 1?
Ma'am, ma'am, I need you to hear what I said. He said never witnessed before in American history. I said, baby, that's enough. We can go to Black Wall Street. We just celebrated that.
And then on last show, today is Tuesday.
This is an unscheduled show because I need you to understand we are in a state of emergency.
Baby.
Black people, let me give you the rest. You say fuck, because you got to hear the whole letter.
Let me.
He continues on by saying, sadly, Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney falls. He calls him by name. Falls in this category of systematic Democratic mayors. And his handpicked Philadelphia Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw seems to share her boss's sentiment. Frankly, listen, he goes on to disrespect her in the same sentence. Black woman. Frankly, name Outlaw fits her to a T. This is in the letter. This is the official press statement.
Wow.
This is what they sent out to the news outlet.
It said that the name fits her to a T. It said that?
Yes. This is the official press release statement by the county commissioner's office of Philadelphia.
Wow.
Listen, we're not done.
I'm
not at the end yet. I need you to understand.
Wow.
Even when they sit amongst us, they are undermining us, and it does not matter. It is systematic. This past weekend, I watched television coverage of police officers being ordered to stand down as the statue of Frank Rizzo was spray painted, lit on fire, and attempted to be pulled down. But you do understand, do you know how many racist statues that we have protected by the Constitution of the United States of America? There are states who have constitutional guidelines about statues of the Confederacy that still represent all over. There's monuments erected for the Confederacy all over the South that people don't talk about. But then they say, but they want to tear down our statues when people don't even know the history behind the statues that they want to tear down. They don't understand the racist bigotry behind the statues that want to be torn down. Because we keep telling everybody, if we're going to do everything, tear it all down and start anew. Let's build a fresh America. You can't keep living in the past, but then tell us not to be upset about the past. Because y'all want to give credit to everything in history. Y'all got museums around here that got stuff that belonged to Africa, but you keep saying that you give it credibility. You give it value. Bitch, we know our value. We know our history. You can't teach us something we already know.
First of all, we didn't even get religion from you.
Y'all got religion from us because in Africa, we didn't have this deity system that y'all believe in. We actually just believed in the air, the earth, the trees, the sun. Y'all took it and did a play on words and came up with these phony creatures, these mythological creatures. We just worshiped them as if they were to be worshiped, but y'all tried to make them real. Y'all needed it to be in y'all's image. We never cared about it. But when y'all talked about it, we had to explain to y'all, y'all couldn't go to our land and then be us at the same time.
Right.
So we're in a state of emergency. So let me finish this letter before we take a quick break. So we're gonna digest this and get some callers in if they want to call in. Because I had to go live. I need people to understand the state of emergency your mental capacity needs to be in. Understand, we must be organized, my people. Listen, the only way, this is how he ends this. The only way to stop vandalism and chaos is by allowing law enforcement to do their job of enforcing the law. Otherwise, so-called quotation marks, peaceful protest, air quote, ends up escalating into violence, arson, and looting. Okay? Police cannot continue to give space to, and I want you to understand, give space to is an air quote, to opportunists and lawbreakers. Because as they say, if you give an inch, they'll take a foot.
Take them out.
So now he's going to try to use our folklore against them, not understanding that's the wrong placement for that one. And
wow.
That was
it
cute.
Probably does not mean the same.
That was cute, but that don't got to. See, remember I said they can say our words, all. But it don't mean the same? It don't mean the same.
But
see,
like
he don't
you
understand
said,
that. Don't,
use
that
something of ours against us.
And don't even understand
that's
what you
exactly
said.
What that was,
ain't
but
even
it didn't
reference
even work
right
out.
To the black community. See, this is why I say they take from us, but don't even understand us. How you gonna do the statement that comes from our ancestors, and you still don't know how to use it with us? That's me, baby. All day. You crazy? You out your rabbit ass mind?
Hmm.
Right. So then, this is, so you know when you go to school, you got to write your closing argument, right? They teach you that, right?
Right.
You got to summarize everything and close it, bring it together. So this is how he ends it. Final paragraph. We need law and order. Remember, President Trump already describes himself as the law and order president, right?
Yeah.
Show you their back door. We need law and order, period. Period, right there. We need leadership who will uphold the laws they swore to defend when they placed their hands on the Holy Bible on Inauguration Day. Your president just did a whole thing holding the Bible.
Oh, wow.
Listen. He just went and held the Bible in front of y'all like, bitch, look at my Bible. I swore in the Bible too.
Because
y'all believe in the Bible.
Sure.
Black folks, y'all believe in the Bible. Get in line.
Has to be true.
Get in line, black folks. Y'all believe in the Bible. He wouldn't have disrespected, because he wouldn't have disrespected the whole, he disrespected the whole religious community of the United States. They can't even say nothing positive about the man.
Sad.
They can't say, they don't got, the whole religious community is, when it comes to anything going on with the president, they are saying, mum's the word, we're not dealing with him now. Understand, he has disrespected us too. We can't come to your aid right now, political people. No, no. We will not burn with y'all for this one. So they're going to use force. Because now look at his statement. Look at his statement. His statement tells you so much. They're going to use force, political, religious people. And they look, the whole archdiocese up there got on CNN last night and said, we are upset. We didn't give him permission. We didn't know. We are mad. We are writing formal letters.
Right.
They are,
yeah.
Listen, they are separating themselves.
Yeah, he's renegading. He's crazy.
Okay,
military,
but listen, I want y'all to understand, this commissioner that's writing this letter is in a majority black neighborhood. See, remember I tell people, your local leaders matter too.
Yeah.
Your local leaders.
Excuse me.
Your local leaders, the people that, your governors, your cities, your county commissioners, your judges, all these.
Mayors, yeah.
Mayors. Listen, let me show you what he goes and says. Listen, he still has two lines left. Let me finish this up for you. The broken promise of the failed Democratic mayor like Jim Kenney have led not just to broken windows, but a broken public trust that must be restored before more cities are shattered. And the last time I checked, I don't think his words, because here's why I had to come and bring y'all this story, because we're in a state of emergency. And I don't think his words that he just wrote speak on behalf of the majority of his constituency. If majority of your community is above 60% black, because the city of Philadelphia is a Democratic city, because majority of its citizens are black, because whether they believe to or want to count the numbers or not, majority of the people in this country that are black are Democrats. Very few Republicans. Let's call it faith a fucking faith.
Very true.
Black people are
true.
Either Democratic, or because the ones that are tired of the Democratic Party, they're independent. Most black people really are not fucking Republican. Let's be clear.
No.
Like, let's be clear. That is why the Democratic Party, whenever there is civil unrest and the minorities turn out to vote, that is why the Democratic Party usually wins, because the Democratic Party will get all of the landslide, because Republicans are old businessmen at best. Donald Trump has proven that. He is a businessman at best. You look at how most corporations who are run by people who choose to just be businessmen. Liquid is getting. Twitter was like, nah, bitch, we ain't playing that. Sorry, I'm sorry, Pimpin, we good over here.
Yeah,
nah, Pimpin, we good. Twitter was like, nah, bitch. Hey, Black Twitter be finding everything, bitch. Fuck you. Black Twitter is probably
Hell
the funniest
yeah, I
thing
love my
on
Black
on
Twitter.
The internet.
I will go to Black Twitter like it's the news. They said
Black
Twitter
is the shit. Fuck you, bro. Black Twitter no better.
Yes,
so Twitter
I
was like,
it.
Nah, bro. Zuckerberg was like, no, we must do everything right for everybody. Twitter was like, nah, bitch. Y'all don't understand them. It can be found.
Mm-hmm.
These, bro, they will find
it's
it. I'm telling
different.
You. Understand, this is a generation of readers. They may not go sit in a book, but they will read current affairs.
Yeah.
They will talk about current affairs.
Very much
they will make a joke about current affairs. They will get in your business about current affairs. Like, they don't even care. I tell people, this generation that we got right now, they don't even care they will talk about you. They're not our ancestors. They're not going to say, Mama, I don't know if I can talk to you. They will come sit down with you. Mama, I can't really talk to you, but I can talk to Aunt May, so I'm going to go over to Aunt May's house. Aunt May, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
Aunt May say, well, baby, what you think you should do about it? Well, if that's what you think you should do, go ahead and do it. So we empower. I need people to understand. We empowered a generation of fighters, and they don't mind fighting. But we, the elder statesmen, must make sure that they're organized in the background. We, the elder statesmen, must make sure that the narrative stays in the right position. We, the elder statesmen, must make sure that all of our media outlets and all of our newspapers and all of the things that support us continues to push our narrative. CNN continues to push our narrative, because nationally we must have a presence on that global stage, because the president has a platform. He has a platform. We must keep our narrative, because he has a platform. All he wants to do is quash this. You know what quash means in the system? Quash that subpoena, which means we're not even going to introduce that shit.
Where's that?
No, but we can't quash the black voice this time in the system. We can't let Mitch McConnell have his way in the system. We saw what happened with the impeachment process.
Nothing.
The white Republicans got together in power. They got in arms together. They was lock and step. They said, hey, baby, the Democrats won't impeach a president while we here. And they did it to our face, and they said, we can do it. They showed you their might in the system. Now, where's yours? Where's yours?
That's
my question.
That's really
where's
what it
yours?
Was.
They showed strength in arms. They show strength in arms. So, black people, I need you to understand. You are in a state of emergency, because Mitch McConnell is the senator over Kentucky, where you got a crime of a black person dead in his state.
The police fault. If they don't
over a no-knock warrant. Come on, baby. Come on. This is still fresh. You can't sit here and tell me Mitch McConnell can get on national television and say anything negative right now. Mitch McConnell knows he can't. So, Mitch McConnell, where's your statement? We want to see your official press statement. He gives taxpayers dollars. There's taxpayers all over Kentucky. I don't live in Kentucky. That's not my fight. They ain't my state. Because everybody got mad at me when I said, hey, listen, y'all need to understand. I said, y'all got to understand. Look at, y'all might, listen, remember what I told you? You say, fuck, your session of this show was one of the best sessions I wanted to come up with, because you don't have to agree with me, but I agree with me. And let me tell you something. I told everybody, I said, step back and watch what Jay-Z do when he get this platform. Because people forgot, Jay-Z always been a black activist.
Yep.
But Jay-Z always said, I'm about my money. He's a New Yorker at heart. I'm about my money. He's a New Yorker at heart. I'm about my money. But guess what? Then he went and got him a girl that was from Texas and Louisiana. Her parents are from Texas and Louisiana. She know they family come from the plight. They understand the plight of the Deep South. First generation to be able to bounce around the world as they see fit freely. I've done that. It's a great experience. When you just get up and be like, ooh, let me go get on the airline. I almost did it. My wife told me, baby, sit down. You're stupid. Baby, I had us round trip tickets for $76. I was ready to go. First class, everything. I was ready.
Oh, I know you were.
I was cashing in Sky Miles like a motherfucker, boy. Listen. Because I got Sky Miles. People don't understand. Yeah. I got Sky Miles. I have traveled the world. It's nothing like cashing in Sky Miles. Ooh.
She's so silly.
Baby, I've been collecting them things for a long time. Years. Going to Dubai, going to Australia. But when you come back home, see people like you, I lived in those places for some time, but then I came home because my family is from North Carolina, the South.
Oh,
and I've had somebody roll up the window and pull me over and say, "What are you doing back here, boy?" And I'm like, "Hey, man, I'm just trying to get home. I'm not even from here." Yeah, if you ain't never had that conversation, I'm only 39, and I've had that conversation in my adult lifetime. So yes. Do we need to go out here and do we need to protest? Yes. Am I for the peaceful protest? Absolutely. But do I also understand if there's civil unrest? Because I can tell you, what people in some of these smaller cities don't understand, you don't understand how cities like Miami is getting gentrified. And how cities like Broward County are getting gentrified, and Palm Beach getting gentrified, and Atlanta getting gentrified, and people are coming up and unearthing people in their own. Listen, eminent domain is the new crisis in the black community.
Right.
Eminent domain is something that your president and most Republicans believe in. If I want it, I'm gonna come take it. And that is a Republican used phrase, and it is happening to people all across the United States. Because people like that still have a sense of ideology that is so nasty. It is so undercut. I put it like, here's my thing. I think in the next four to eight years, we should have nobody in office over the age of 45. Like, because I feel like if you over 45, I feel like you're too old to connect to the new people. You need some people that's right at 45 who can still connect to what the younger generation is trying to do. But still smart enough to say, "Hey, baby, that's too fast." You know what I'm saying? Like, just because it's time to do, it's a do-over. It's time. Like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't be 39 years old and I still watch systematic racism. I still watch systematic sexual harassment. I still watch systematic rape. I still watch systematic everything.
Every day.
As a black person, we get up every single day and we watch it. And we have to play in this system and we have to play a part. Why? Because if we say anything, we are the first to go. Because words like we don't fit the culture here is the first statement that they want to give from HR. You know, they don't fit our current culture here. The president that we got don't fit the current culture of the United States. Welcome here from the White House. This man literally stood on national television. Let me tell you. You say fuck. When he said this, I was like, wow. This is how out of touch he is. The president said this statement right here. MAGA stands with the African American community. I said, bruh, how can you even make that statement? I said, because that statement should have been a MAGA is African American. You see what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we are the forefathers of this earth. How are you going to tell the forefathers of this earth you stand with it? No, it is you. Y'all believe in dominion over everything. So if that was the case, when God gave somebody dominion in the Garden of Eden, that was Adam and Eve, they were blessed. That's the Bible y'all believe in. So when he gets on the stage and says, "Dominate them," he's saying dominate them because that's all they know, because he believes that story they told them in the Bible. He believes in the Adam and Eve story. So if he believes in the Adam and Eve story, he believes that we have power. So in order, the only thing that they understand is dominance, because in his mind, if he was to go against God, the only way that he could beat God was to dominate God. You got to look at the ideology. Why we always say they boxing with God. Not boxing with God. Y'all just not the best that ever did it. We've been doing it. Jay-Z told y'all that. That man sat in the ballroom and became a millionaire with a straight education. With a hustler's mind.
Sure did. 500 times over.
They will never be better at us than being us. Because what we do is wrong. You can't duplicate this. This is why they got Stephen A. Smith on the stage because of his prestigious college background. And he gets up there and he yells and he shouts and he does that. But baby, we labeled that nigga Uncle Tom years ago. We don't even respect him.
Yeah.
White people, y'all can keep giving him the money. We don't care about that brother getting no paycheck. We don't even respect him. This is why you still have barbershop talk. Because, man, we look at Stephen A and be like, man, bro, don't give me that Stephen A philosophy, bro. We good. We smarter than that nigga. We know that. He just got their degree, and he doing what they want him to do and stepping and fetching. Cool. Because what he don't realize, the word he loves to use all the time is capitulate. Capitulate basically means stepping and fetching. Have you ever looked up the word capitulate?
I have not. I ain't gonna lie.
Let's do it for the show. Capitulate.
I'm an English major. I have not.
let me give you the word capitulate. Stephen A. Smith throws this word around all the time, like blah, 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 capitulate. Blah, 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 blah. You gotta capitulate to. Okay, let me give you the definition so you can understand what he's saying to them. Cease to resist an opponent. Or an unwelcome demand surrender. That is the definition.
Oh. Say that again.
Yeah, you told her. So Stephen A. Smith said Colin Kaepernick needs to capitulate to the NFL demands. The word capitulate means cease to resist an opponent. Or an unwelcome demand, surrender.
Oh.
That is the word capitulate. Think about that. A black man telling another black man to capitulate.
Wow. Especially now that I know what the word means. That's on me such balls.
That's a leader that white folks put in there because he kept throwing that word around, and that was a good point for white America. That word is a great point for white America. That word does not soothe me. When I heard it, I got pissed off. The first time he said it, I was like, oh, bro. When he said that, I said, I can't stand that man. She goes, what? I said, because I always knew he was on their agenda. And she says, what? I said, the word capitulate. I know what that word means, and I'm sorry he cannot speak that over my people. And everybody was like, man, calm down, bro, calm down. I'm like, bro, you don't understand. That is their narrative. We have always been told to surrender ever since Africa. They still ain't conquered the Congos. Make our people look like the good guys. But you're going in taking indigenous land again. Eminent domain. We come in, we seize it, we own it. We plant our flag there, we own it.
Right.
You live on it, we own it. That's what I said. We need a complete do-over. Systematic, defund everything and restart fresh, everybody, ground up. Everybody start at zero. Young, old, rich, poor, start at zero. Let's see who make it. Nobody gets credit for nothing. Since everybody wanna stop talking history, let's do a do-over. Zero. Everybody go. We get a start line at Canada, and wherever you run to first, that whatever you get and claim and stake as yours, you get no guns, no nothing. Caveman style. Do over.
Just make it happen.
Let's make it happen. You build your communities where you want to build yours. We build ours where we want to build ours. We defend ours. You defend yours. Let's do a do-over. If we're going to be fair. Nobody's propped up because the Jewish community, if the Jewish community gets funds from the government, the Native Americans get funds for the government for the rest of their lives. But then they want to talk about Medicaid and welfare because they feel like only black folks on it. I'm like, there's more white folks on Medicaid and welfare around the United States than black folks. Because y'all said, hold on, because this is what I told them. This is how I hit them back. Remember I told them, I said, be careful what stats you throw out, because remember, black folks only make up 13% of the United States. That's what y'all told us. So we can't be the majority.
Right.
These y'all facts. You can't say it's us. Y'all say we make up for 13%. Y'all said, matter of fact, y'all said the Hispanic community is bigger than ours. So you can't even start at black folks. We the baby. We the baby. Y'all the majority.
According to.
Y'all say Hispanics is second. Then black folks. So how are y'all saying the minority makes up for the majority of the funds that's handed out when how big is the Jewish community in this country? How much money are they getting? They white. They not black. They should be black.
Billions.
But they're not black.
Billions.
Because the last time I checked, if you're going to believe the story out of the Bible, the Jewish community, if you've been to Jerusalem and you've been to the area, if you've been to Egypt and you've been to other areas and you see what these people indigenously look like, you're like, wow, that's interesting. That's interesting. Every continent I've ever been on, the first black man, the first person there was a black woman or a black man. Every continent I've been on. Every continent. You get to the underbelly of every continent that you've ever been on, the first black person ever discovered, the very first set of bones that any archaeologist has found anywhere on this earth, their bone density and their bone composition comes back and says that they more than likely were of African descent. And y'all know we have a very specific bone structure, right? Very specific.
Very much that.
You know, we have a very specific DNA chain, too. Our DNA chain is very different than the white DNA chain, too. You know that, right?
There are gripping
revelations just of what melanin does to the body. That's why black people are melanated people. Just what melanin does to the body, it is amazing. And then white people still try to take melanin and use it, and it ages them almost. It's crazy. It's crazy what it does to them. We go outside and walk and get a little sun on our. We get a little sun, we get 5 years younger. They get a little sun, they get 30 years older. I'm just saying, it's different. And they hate us.
Yeah, it's a bad situation.
Yeah, and they hate us for it, and I'm okay. Because there's no hate in my heart. That's the thing I want to close this show, because we only did an hour. This was a state of emergency show. I want everybody to understand. They want to demonize and weaponize your color. They're doing it in words. So if you're going out to protest, protest. If there are rioters and there are looters with you and among you, control the narrative in where your people are. Don't let them control your narrative. Don't let them infiltrate and control the narrative. Because I'm telling you, I'm watching black senators get pulled out of crowds, being beat up and detained. Go look it up. CNN ran a story yesterday. There was a black senator. The story ran yesterday. You could go online and see the story. Go find it. Post it. Share it. Black senator. Peacefully protesting, notified the police that he was out there and was still handcuffed and detained. It wasn't until they realized who he was. He had on a shirt, a neon green shirt with his name on the back that said Senator who he was, and he still was detained. He did everything he was supposed to do, and then he was still treated like a thug in the street.
Oh, he didn't do everything. He didn't do everything he was supposed to do. Did
right.
you know what he didn't do? He had the wrong complexion for the connection. That's the only thing he did. He didn't do everything he wasn't supposed to do. He wasn't supposed to be black. That's what that was, and that's what the whole entire problem was. He wasn't supposed to be black, and he wasn't supposed to be himself and standing up for his people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sad part about it, that they feel that that's wrong. And when
yep.
you look at it, that's how we feel about it. That's all he did, was stand up, is go out there to stand up for the rights of his people and all people, because he's a senator. So I'm pretty sure he's for all people. That's all he did. And guess what he got? Guess what he got? Guess what he got? Says thank you. They asked to kiss. You see that shit?
Yeah. Yeah. Man, listen, y'all. When this show goes off the air, wait about 15, 20 minutes for the upload. Go to Spotify and friends, share this episode. Put state of emergency black people, please listen. Get your friends, whatever, get them to sit down and listen. Replay this. Get it from the beginning. Let people know. Spread this information, because I need y'all to understand. This letter will go up on DJ's roundtable. So if they need this information, so it can be out there. Because you have to understand the narrative that is being displayed about you. You can't fight something if you don't understand what people are saying about you. That's the first lesson that I've ever taught my children. Don't worry about the good stuff people say about you. Smile, wave, go on about your business. But what you pay attention to is the negative words that they say about you, because those mean something. Because people hold on to the negative. Don't matter how much good you do. Let me tell you something. I had to sit down and explain this to people. I'm like, a white person, when I'm looking at my phone, when I'm like, and I laugh because there was a Popeyes burned down. And I said to the guy, I said, bro, ain't no black folks did that. And he said, what? And it was funny because the caption actually said that. Y'all know good world,
true.
Ain't no black folks did that. Bro, we ain't burning down no chicken spot. We trying to go there after the protest. Like, I need y'all to understand.
When I say that.
Like, so, like, please, don't let them control the narrative about y'all. So, man, in honor of George Floyd and all of our fallen around the United States, I'm going to play this little song for the black community.
Crying, you took your piece of the pie, but you were too young to retire. Now, wise soldiers wise for your name. Leave it in vain. Never shame. They have to kill you for some change. Fine for my homie, Kevin Miller, my boy, Rad. When every ghetto person that lost their loved ones, do you get a stamp?
Smile for the day. I rock with a
thing. Why my homie doesn't make a
I can't really believe you gone, though. Sometimes I feel like I can't even go. And every time I see something that you left, it just reminds me more and more of you, darling. I just keep reminiscing. I know you're all up. I keep smiling, knowing that I'm seeing your growth every day.
Rip all his brain and flip his candy toys. But I give up all that foolishness. If I could get back my boy off in the club smoking green, just free, hollering at the spend $4,000 on me on gators and clothes. When I turn around, he had to take the game. Told me, see me the street, cause rapping is your thing. I ain't gonna even lie. Some nights I ride.